Sam Borden, the Super Bowl, the cultural institution that sits astride our country. It changes every year. There are various different faces, names, teams, players, storylines. The one thing that always remains the same, though, is the magic phrase that is said immediately afterwards by someone on the winning team. What is that magic phrase?
Pablo, I get to say it? You're telling me I get to say it?
Sam Borden, you are on the ESPN Daily Podcast. And yes, what are you going to do next?
I'm going to Disney World.
I'm going to Disney World, baby.
I'm going to Disney World.
I'm going to Disneyland.
We're going to Disney World. And we're going to Disneyland, too.
We're going to Disneyland.
I'm going to Disneyland, baby.
This tradition stretches across generations, Sam. I mean, it stretches all the way up to Sunday night. And yes, Super Bowl MVP, Patrick Mahomes.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to
Patrick Mahomes, you and the Kansas City Chiefs just won the Super Bowl. What are you going to do next?
I'm going to Disneyland!
And so the story behind this phrase, and there is, of course, a story behind this phrase, one that you reported here on the origin, the history of this tradition. What was it that you wanted to find out here?
As you said, the Super Bowl is an institution. There's lots of traditions that go along with it. Obviously, you know, watching the game for sure, but also box pools, gambling, food, wings.
Yes.
And to me, one of the things that has always stuck out over the years watching the game is this phrase, this commercial that airs, you know, right after the game, has a star from the game saying that they want to go to Disney World. And corporate synergy aside, I've always been kind of curious, like, where did this come from?
I'm going to Disney World.
I'm going to Disney World.
We're going to Disneyland.
We hear this phrase all the time. We see it after every game. And for me, as, you know, a reporter, a storyteller, I was just sort of curious, like, why does this thing exist?
You know, I should very clearly disclose at the very top here that corporate synergy thing Sam just mentioned. Because if you did not know this important fact, ESPN is owned by the Walt Disney Company. Which means, by the way, that yes, I do consider the whale from Avatar 2 my coworker. But it also means that today, we are able to uncover the answer to a question that I, like Sam Borden, have also been contemplating. About how and why a very specific phrase became an institution unto itself. I'm Pablo Torre. It's Wednesday, February 15th, and this is ESPN Daily.
Delicious meat, nutritious. In the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Trust me, I've been eating them like there's no tomorrow all week. Wonderful Pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with your family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you, like me, are on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries, whatever it may be. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful Pistachios a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snack game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
So, Sam, you've been working on a story for SU Featured all about this phrase, the phrase that we hear this time of year every year. What is the origin of the phrase? Where does this all start?
You know, Pablo, it goes back to January of 1987. just a few days before Super Bowl 21 between the Denver Broncos and the New York Giants. A whole bunch of Disney executives are at a dinner that has nothing to do with the Super Bowl. It's actually a dinner with these pilots, Jenna Yeager and Dick Rattan. And these pilots had just circumnavigated the entire world. So at this function are these pilots and, among others, Michael Eisner, who at the time was the CEO of Disney. And he just, you know, he's making conversation. So he asks Jenna Yeager, "You've just done something so amazing. You've gone around the world. What are you going to do next?"
I said to them, "You've just flown around the world. You've just done something so unbelievable. What are you going to do next?" And she said, "We're going to Disneyland."
And she says to him, "Oh, we're going to Disneyland." And Jane Eisner, Michael Eisner's wife, you know, is sitting there listening to the conversation.
And Jane, my wife, said, "That's a good slogan.
Hey, you know what? That would be a good slogan."
Wait, so this is not a Mad Men scenario. Like, Mad Men are not sitting around a smoke-filled room on Madison Avenue trying to come up with, like, this genius, basically proto-meme of a phrase. Instead, it's off of Jenna Yeager's lips that they get this thing that, with now Super Bowl 21 just days away, causes the Disney marketing team to come up with a plan, it sounds like.
I think what you just said hits on one of the things that I think is really intriguing is that, you know, this phrase, this idea wasn't workshopped. It wasn't whiteboarded. You know, there was no like going around the table. It really did come from something organic. I mean, Jenna Yeager, she was going to Disney World. Like, it was actually happening. And so after they realized, hey, this maybe could be something because Michael Eisner's wife suggests it, we talked to Sally Connor, the vice president of Disney Global Content Partnerships, marketing, and she basically explained what they came up with off of that.
Here's the concept. It's either the Giants quarterback, Phil Simms, or the Broncos quarterback, John Elway. When they win the game, one of them is going to look into the camera and say, "I'm going to Disney World."
So in order to make this happen, though, Pablo, they need to ask the people involved ahead of time. Like, you can't just assume you're going to run up to one of the players on the field and they're going to know what to do in the chaos after the Super Bowl.
Right.
So they have to go up to the quarterbacks before the game and get them to agree, "Hey, if I win, I'll do this. I'll look at the camera and say, I'm going to Disney World." You know, it seems so natural now because it's been going on for, you know, more than three decades. But at the time, Phil Simms, who was the quarterback of the Giants, he was not into the idea.
I was approached and told about it. And I said, "Wow, that's crazy. And I want no part of it." And I said, "That is just putting a big jinx on myself."
He was nervous. I mean, he was like, "Well, what do you mean? You're talking to me about what I'm going to do if I win the game. I haven't even played the game yet." He thought like it was definitely putting a hex on him and the Giants if he agreed to it. Ultimately, in the end, Simms reluctantly agrees and he says, "Okay, fine. If we win, I'll do it."
And so what happened in Super Bowl 21?
Well, the Giants won. Simms wins the Super Bowl, wins the MVP award, and you can see footage on the field of him asking, "Wait a minute, what do I say? Like, what am I supposed to say now?" Again, it seems so weird to think that, you know, anybody would not know what that line is supposed to be. But at the time, no one had ever said it before. And so Simms is like in the middle of this celebration and you've got this producer and camera running up to him and he's kind of like, "Oh, right. What am I supposed to do?"
"Thank you very much. Thank you.
Terrific.
What am I supposed to say? I'm going to
I'm
Disney?
I'm going to Walt Disney World.
Okay. Okay. Disneyland. Okay.
But then, ultimately, they give him some instructions. They let him know what he's supposed to do. And he nails it. And the end result is a commercial that airs that same night and goes down in history.
Simms, you've just won the Super Bowl. What are you doing next?
"I'm going to go to Disney World."
So this is obviously now officially a thing. Everyone realizes, it seems like, man, Phil Simms, A, really nailed that line read. And then B, that we could have everybody do this from now until eternity, right? I mean, this is this campaign. I believe it's called the What Next campaign. And yes, a player from every winning team immediately becomes the protagonist in a Disney commercial.
I think what you just said there is what the Disney folks recognized. I mean, Simms came home, and as many people wanted to talk to him about the commercial as they wanted to talk to him about winning the game for the Giants and, you know, being the MVP of the Super Bowl.
I came home, instead of congratulating me, everybody's going, hey, the commercial, how'd you do? Hey, what about the game?
So clearly it was a phenomenon right away. And the next year, Washington quarterback Doug Williams, the first black quarterback to play in and win a Super Bowl, he takes part in it, and he does it.
Doug Williams, you just won the Super Bowl. What are you going to do next?
I'm going to Disney World!
I think a lot of people around me and people who know me was happy for that commercial because they got a chance to see one of their own say, I'm going to Disney World.
And look, the immediate novelty here, and it is truly immediate, it is a little mind-blowing to be like, wait a minute, how did they just get this turned around this quickly? Because as you may or may not know, if you're in the outside of, again, like corporate ad world, it takes a production team to really make this happen.
Yeah, Pablo, I mean, it's pretty elaborate. Most of the commercial is being built during the game, right? Like, obviously the line is, you know, the climax of it, but there is stuff that, you know, 30 seconds or so that comes before. So a lot of that's getting built during the game, but then a lot of it comes down to literally the last moments of the game. Disney executives are sort of picking who's the player who's going to be featured. It's not always the MVP. It doesn't have to be the MVP. Sometimes it's just, you know, the player that makes like the most impactful play in the game. Think back to the last time the Super Bowl was in Arizona, right? I mean, 2015, the Seahawks and the Patriots, and Malcolm Butler makes an interception literally right in the final seconds.
There's the snap, it's felt high. Quick throw, it's intercepted at the goal line. It's intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Malcolm Butler is intercepted Russell Wilson at the goal line. 20 seconds left.
I don't know this for sure, Pablo, but you would think that right before that play, Disney is probably figuring, okay, it's going to be Marshawn Lynch. We're going to talk to him. He's going to do, I'm going to Disney World.
Sam, I am now mad that we didn't get Marshawn Lynch doing this.
Oh, totally. Ultimately, right, it's not Lynch. Malcolm Butler makes this play, the Patriots win, and now it ends up being Malcolm Butler and Julian Edelman, and they get to do the I'm going to Disney World.
Malcolm Butler and Julian Edelman, you and the New England Patriots just won the Super Bowl. What are you going to do next?
We're going to Disneyland!
You know, literally, you have a group of executives who are watching the game, making this decision, and then you have a whole cast of people on the field with earpieces in, ready to run out as soon as the game ends, and they're waiting to hear in their ear, go get Malcolm Butler, go get Julian Edelman, you know, like it literally comes down to the final seconds. So among the people that work on this commercial, one of them is a guy named Matt Allen. He's a director of photography for NFL Films. He's been doing that job for years. And he talked to us about the anxiety of literally running out and trying to get that shot in the middle of all the chaos.
I worked on 19 commercials. It's like all or nothing. Get the line, get off the field. Pulling it off was exhilarating.
Hey, Disney! Disney! Disney!
We're going to Disney World! We're going to Disney World!
It does feel worth mentioning that, like, it's eminently possible to screw this up.
Oh, totally. I mean, it's bedlam out there, Pablo. I mean, you've seen it. We've all seen it, right? As soon as the game ends, there's, you know, confetti, there's people storming the field, like, it's nuts. And
Kevin Hart is trying to get onto a stage. It's chaos.
Totally. So, you know, one of the other people that we spoke to was this guy named David Guertin of Disney Parks Global Content. And honestly, Pablo, he described this whole scene in a way that only a Disney executive could.
Have you ever seen The Lion King?
where Mufasa runs down, you know, to break up the stampede. That's what it feels like to rush onto that field.
And so then the Simba character here, the player himself, who is, yes, rescued and put in front of a camera, what do they say about what it's like to be on that end?
Yeah, Pablo, there have been a lot of Simbas. So, you know, we talked to Steve Young, who is the MVP of Super Bowl 25. He described it like this.
You've just climbed Everest. It's as if you were on the top of Everest with somebody while they took the picture with the flag, you know, at the top of the world. That's what that moment is.
I'm going to Disneyland.
I'm going to Disney World. Disneyland. Hey! Oh!
Tom Brady, obviously, Pablo.
Said it more than anyone, I presume.
Yeah, 7 times Super Bowl champ. Oh, very experienced, you know, at doing this and delivering the line.
You're kind of really in the moment, and they catch you at obviously a very, you know, intense time. The game ends, and they found me. You know, you're screaming at the top of your lungs. You feel like there's a million people around you.
Going back to Disneyland!
Malcolm Smith, MVP of Super Bowl 48, the Seahawks, one of the very few defensive players to get to say he's going to Disney World.
Right. A linebacker.
A linebacker, yep, exactly. And you know, he really enjoyed the experience.
They're like, look into the camera and say you're going to Disneyland. I was like, well, I'm going to Disneyland. They were like, no, look into the camera and say you're going to Disneyland. You're the MVP. And I lost it.
I'm going to Disney World!
Hey, I'm going too.
And then, you know, one of my favorites, Pablo, Patrick Mahomes, he tweeted about wanting to say he was going to Disney World when he was younger, and then he actually got to do it.
I'm going to Disney World.
And then he got to do it again after Sunday night. And in his post-game presser, he started dreaming even bigger.
Luckily, I'm going to Disneyland now, so I have Disney World and Disneyland crossed off, and I'll have to make some more parks so I can go around everywhere and do a world tour.
But Sam, after the break, and before Patrick Mahomes, I don't know, becomes my boss, I want to hear about whether these athletes actually go to Disney and what it means to them.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured, it was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo, another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. When you're on a business trip, you know what completely goes off the rails? Your workout routine. Especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups and sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up and power your buys and tries the right way or de-stress with some cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
And so now this is its own real cultural institution unto itself. And when I think about successful ad campaigns of any kind, Sam, I think of, you know, the attempt to use it as much as possible everywhere. But it's only really the Super Bowl that it's been a thing, right?
Well, yeah, that, Pablo, and obviously at the beginning of this episode of the ESPN Daily Podcast. But
of course.
but no, for sure. In the beginning, it came from the Super Bowl. But as you said, in business, it's not, you know, it's not uncommon to try to see like where else could this really good idea potentially fit in. And so there are instances of I'm going to Disney World being used in other sports. I mean, Magic Johnson said it.
Magic Johnson, you and the Lakers just won the NBA championship. What are you going to do next?
I'm going to Disneyland.
Michael Jordan said it.
Michael Jordan and the Bulls. You
just won your first NBA championship. What are you going to do next?
We're going to Disney World.
They tried to use it at the World Series a couple of times.
Hey, Boston Red Sox, you finally reversed the curse and won the World Series. What are you going to do next?
We're going to Disney World!
They used it at the America's Cup race. Dennis Connor, the famous yachtsman, if that's the right word, he got to say it.
Dennis Connor, you won the America's Cup, the top sailing award in the world. What do you do next?
I'm headed for Disney World right now.
So they did dabble in some other venues to try the I'm going to Disney World line, but it never took hold anywhere else the way that it did with the Super Bowl.
And in the Super Bowl, to be extra clear here, it is a thing that people not only like dream about as little kids, it's a thing that they seem to like fight over. Because again, this is like its own MVP award unto itself. In fact, in some ways, it is more famous than even the MVP award.
No, there's no doubt. You know, I remember talking to some of the Disney executives and several of them said that, you know, nowadays they go up to either the players or the agents for the players on both teams ahead of the game to try to get everybody to sign a contract. Like, hey, yes, I will do this on the field after the game if I win. And so, you know, that's a pretty laborious process. But also during that process, they get pitched by the players who want to be in the commercial. You know, some of these guys are really excited about the possibility. Obviously, you know, like we talked about earlier, Pablo, Phil Simms was worried about the jinx. And there certainly are some superstitious players, but a lot of the guys are just really excited about the chance that they might get to do it. One of the ones that stood out to me was Hines Ward, you know, the wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers. When he met with the Disney executives, he literally rolled up his sleeve and showed the production guys a Mickey Mouse tattoo on his arm and said, like, look, this is me, you know, like there's nobody bigger. You want somebody who's going to be in the commercial? It's me. And so after the Steelers won the Super Bowl, guess what? Hines Ward was in the commercial.
I'm going to Disney World, baby.
And I presume, of course, Sam, that you also have, you know, a Mickey Mouse back tattoo of some sort, as all of us do working for this company.
I do, Pablo. I assume that's why you had me say it at the beginning of this episode. I just figured that was, you know, it was well known.
Yes, I have a Fantasia chest tat. We have that ability to choose our own adventure that way. But wait, I actually have a real follow-up question. Do the players actually go to Disneyland or Disney World? Like, how much of this is stagecraft and just marketing, and how much of it is actually these people going to go and live out this line?
Yeah, you know, it's one of the things that I wondered too. Literally, many of these guys, you know, win the Super Bowl, say the line, go back to the hotel where their, you know, team is staying, party all through the night, and then get up and go to Disney World the next morning, get on a plane if they have to. You know, last year, the Super Bowl was in Los Angeles. Aaron Donald, Cooper Kupp, Matt Stafford, they went to Disneyland the next morning, and most of the players do. Julian Edelman, after the Patriots comeback over the Falcons in Super Bowl 51, he got to go, and he described it as a dream.
It was an honor, and it was like a baby dream until the dream actually happened.
Nick Foles, MVP of Super Bowl 52. He remembers the thrill of it.
You play on the biggest stage, you win the biggest thing in that sport, and you get to be a kid again.
It's now part of the experience. You win the Super Bowl, you have a big night, you get to celebrate, and then you get to take your family to Disney World. And most of the time, you'll see these guys, Pablo, like leading the parade down Main Street. I don't know if you've been there, but it's, you know, my kids love the parade. I mean,
man. Gnawing on a giant turkey leg and watching an electric light show after you've been exhausted by your children is sort of its own, yeah, American dream.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, I mean, look, as much as this is brilliance in marketing by our corporate parents, which we should always be disclosing here at every possible turn, it's also something that's real to them in the sense that, yes, they get to be this character. Again, a very Disney aspect of the story is that these people who grew up as little kids wanting to be the character they saw on television saying the line, it does feel like a pretty sincere thing.
I agree. I think that there is something to the idea that when you're a kid, you imagine yourself being lots of things. And if you're a kid who loves football, imagining yourself as a Super Bowl champion is, that's something that, we all do. It's part of the dream when you're a young football player. You imagine making the NFL. You imagine getting that ring. You imagine going down into the Canyon of Heroes on the parade float. And you imagine getting to say, I'm going to Disney World.
Sam Borden, fellow cast member, which they actually call us when ESPN employees show up to the park. Thank you for joining us.
No problem, Pablo. And what am I going to do next? I'm going to say it's a pleasure to talk to you, as always.
Yeah. I am going to take a nap. You can check out Sam Borden's story on the Super Bowl's most iconic phrase, debuting this Sunday at 8 a.m. Eastern with the return of Essie featured. I'm Pablo Torre. This has been ESPN Daily. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.